Now I got several questions this round on sex, which are always interesting. Here's another one. My girlfriend is 24 and a virgin. She says she is completely in love with me and that she never wants any other men, but she won't have sex with me. She says she has two reasons. One is that she only wants to have sex with one man in her entire life, so she has to wait until she gets married. And second, sex would open her up completely in the sense of making her completely vulnerable to me. And she thinks only the man she married should have that honor. And when I asked her, she said it may be 5 or so years before she is ready to marry. And he asked this question, in the light of this, is it okay for me to leave her? I believe she really does not love me completely, and that in saying she does, she is faking reality. Well, how can you reconcile? She is completely in love with you. There's never any other, but she's going to have to wait 5 years. You don't give any practical reason for that, that, you know, she's going into intensive care or she's impoverished and has to move to Mumbai or whatever. It's all this, as you presented, it's just that is her choice. What is the real reason then? Why does she believe that sex should be only in marriage? You know, apart from her being religious, admittedly or not, and feeling, therefore, you know, premarital sex is wrong, the proper order is, I believe, always sex first for a while. And then, if it works out, as part of getting to know the person, you get married. If, you know, it's that kind of relationship, that's the culmination. But marriage first and then sex, in my opinion, is a crapshoot, because how you get on sexually, how you feel for each other in that activity is certainly a crucial thing about indication of what you feel for her and vice versa and what your relationship will be like. It's not everything, but it's certainly very crucial. And to drop that out and say, we're together for life, now I want to see if it's good to sleep with you or not, is fantastic in my opinion. So why? Maybe she has a conventional Christian view. And then you have to talk to her and say why you think this is completely wrong and irrational, and see whether she's open to discussion or not. The other point, that she feels vulnerable. Well, yes, of course. But you will be vulnerable in the sense of open to being hurt. She will be with her husband, too. So it sounds to me that this is an excuse, a handy excuse, to keep you on the string but avoid any real commitment, because she's not sure of you, not sure of her feeling for you, and she's waiting to see what's going to happen. I would say she does not love you, if that's a correct statement. And therefore, you say, is it okay to love her? If it was me, I would consider it mandatory to leave her. I would get out as fast as I can. I mean, to have a relationship with someone, and she says she loves you, but she won't have sex for 5 years because maybe Mr. X will come along. I mean, you have to have some kind of motivation that I can't even imagine. If sex is an important value to you, it's basically, to me, I hear it like, she's against eating, but she will eat in 5 years as if there's a real feast. I mean, do you want to be hungry that long?